Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to Eye to Eye, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on that notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy its content.
And if you want to help support what we're doing here, you can do that by joining the Powerline, which is our channel membership program. Check out the links in the description and up above in the video if you want to find out what that's all about. This is Disney Through Our Eyes, where we get together and we talk about what's on our mind through our eyes in the Disney spectrum. We have no clue what the other is going to talk about today.
This feels so evil.
Why does it feel evil? I'm concerned that you think this is an evil thing.
Because you're like, we have no clue.
But do you have something devious planned for this?
I don't think you're going to like my topic.
Oh, boy. I mean, I don't know that I ever really... No, you've had some good topics over the last
few months. I think you're going to think it's a good topic. I think you're going to disagree with me.
Oh,
is that fair?
I always disagree with you on everything.
Exactly.
So give me one hint as to what it's related to.
A movie.
A movie. Well, I'm glad you actually went Disney movie because my topic is going to be related to Disney parks and a little bit of Marvel as well, of course.
Oh, of course. It probably involves the new Marvel park.
So my topic has to do with a brand new thing coming to a Disney park. And here's the thing. We're like Disney World people here.
Because that's the only park I've been to.
Right. I've been to Disneyland like a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. But I have not ever been to California Adventure. So
yeah.
We previously in a Disney Through Our Eyes talked about Disneyland specifically. But now we're talking about California Adventure and the Marvelland Avengers Campus that is coming to them and is actually going to open on June 8th, I think is the opening date. Now, I can confirm that in a second.
So wait. Disneyland opens, what, this month? In April, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Disneyland's going to be open like a month and a half and they get a whole new Avengers Land?
So think about it this way.
That's not fair.
Well, but it's just they're trying to not have everybody rush Disneyland all at once while they're trying to... I mean, think about how slowly Disney World opened up after the beginning of all the pandemic stuff.
I know.
So you don't
want
to open up a brand new park.
Right. That's my fear is that now we're opening up in June, like a month and a half.
Yeah.
After, because I know Disneyland's probably really restricted, like probably less than 30% capacity. Because isn't that what Disney World's still limited to?
I don't know that there is limit. I think they're probably what they're limiting themselves at this point.
Yeah.
So
tell me your take on it, because obviously you're super excited.
First, we need to do a little prep work
first.
I have a video
topic's going to be short.
I have a little video for us.
A video?
It's like a 20-second video. It's the promo video. You can see the look right there.
Oh my, I've already seen this.
But we got to watch this. Look how amazing that looks. That's the Spider-Man part. That's the Doctor Strange part.
You know what it does actually remind me of?
What is that? Guardians. You love Guardians?
I do love Guardians. In,
June 8th. It's June 4th.
Okay, so that does remind me of Hollywood Studios in Walt Disney World. Star Wars Ariel's grotto thing, Disney Junior.
You're talking about the Little Mermaid show. Ariel's grotto is in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, the Little Mermaid show that we never go see.
I wish we would, because I think it's actually a pretty good
show. That little section. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. It's called Animation Courtyard. That's what it looks like to you?
That's what it looks like to me.
Really?
Like, I mean, obviously this is way better, but that's the vibes I'm getting.
Interesting.
So you go into those things. So, like, what do you do in Spider-Man?
All right, so they've got four main things that you can do there besides shopping and all that kind of stuff. You've got Mission Breakout, which is the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's their version of Tower of Terror, which is supposed to be amazing. That's been there for a while, though. It's going to be like, they call them the anchor attractions of the... Okay. Of an area. So that's
and
one.
Since Tower of Terror is my favorite ride of all time, excited about
Plus
that.
Plus, Guardians of the Galaxy is your favorite.
Yes, I love Guardians of the Galaxy.
Then they're going to have the Spider-Man ride, which is the first of its kind. Okay. It's the first that's ever going to be in a Disney park dedicated to just Spider-Man. And it's going to be called, I think, Web Slingers or something like that. So it's supposed to be like, it's going to be one of those things where it's like motion related and you're probably going to have to wear goggles and things like that.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be really unique, probably completely different than the Universal one. So I'm excited good. About
the Universal
that as well.
One's old.
Here's something cool. You've got the PIM Science Lab, I think it's what it's like the food lab.
Who's PIM?
It's the Ant-Man, the original Ant-Man. Scott Lang is the Ant-Man now, but
Pim was
the original. Their test lab is what it's called.
Okay.
And they're going to be like food creations there and stuff like that, which I think would be fun to go do.
Okay.
And then they've got some type of like mini show or show thing with Doctor Strange where he's going to be doing all kind of little woo.
That is confusing. You're saying mini show, something mini and Mickey.
Sorry. But it's some type of show. So those are like the four main things in the park, which is pretty good. I mean, you got two major attractions. Yeah. A show and then like a specialty food place. I think that's a pretty good thing there.
That seems pretty exciting, actually.
Which one would you like want to do first?
Duh! Guardians of the Galaxy, are you nuts? Tower of Terror is the best ride of all time.
Ta-ta. As she says, she can never like say Tower of Terror. Ta-ta.
If you run through the parks and you hear people saying they're going to ride Tower of Terror, do they say Tower of Terror?
Ta-ta.
No, they say, want to ride Tower of Terror?
Ta-ta. I think that's just you, baby.
No, it's not! I just love that ride.
Obviously, you know which one is my
going to be Spider-Man.
I am a humongous Spider-Man fan, and it makes me so jealous that they're getting this, and I'm not. And I've got to go to that other park across the street to go do Spider-Man.
Oh, that one. Fair. Now, this is also helpful, though, because I want to go to Disneyland so badly. And Kyle's not the biggest on flying, but...
I could go for that, though.
I think we could go for this. So maybe next year, 2022?
Yeah.
We can go to California.
We've got some big things planned for this year, Disney-related, which we're not going to reveal yet. So we can't afford to go this year because we're spending money to do other Disney things this year.
But next year.
Next year we can definitely talk about it. Because hopefully, I think... Anyway, this is a tangent we don't even get into at this point. Other thing that I want to discuss on this topic is this also makes me mad. Because this is like one step closer to us not getting a Marvel park or section... Oh. In the Magic
because
Kingdom.
It's in Disneyland.
Supposedly there's that rule with Universal that you cannot have the certain Marvel characters in the Disney parks past the Mississippi, or it has to be past the Mississippi to put them in there. Yeah, because remember, think they got their whole Marvel land. They had the rights
to kick rocks. Nobody said that.
The exceptions to the rule are characters like the Guardians of the Galaxy, which is why we're getting that ride there, because they weren't part of the deal back then. Nobody cared about it, which is why you see Disney doing a lot with those type of like Marvel characters, because they're trying to build them up into bigger franchises so they can take advantage of those until they can get Universal to get over themselves and give it up at this point. Because we need an Avengers land in the Magic Kingdom. Do you know how much that would make me happy? Like to have, like, because I think they've got 4 Avengers campuses across Disney parks. They've got the one in California.
Okay.
I know there's one in Hong Kong. I think there's one in Disneyland. And Paris, yes. I think.
Promote, like, make us go there, though?
Exactly, but I think the thing about each Avengers campus is there's some things I think they're going to stay the same, like the test lab, the food lab is going to stay the same, I think, but each has, like, anchor attractions. I think it's, one has, like, an Iron Man experience, one has, like, the Ant-Man and the Wasp nano battle, and then there's also another different one. Oh, you know what? We forgot completely in talking about this. I think there's a third ride that's coming way off in the future. I don't think it's been announced yet, but there's this building in the back that looks like the main Avengers like headquarters.
Okay.
Some people think, and I don't know if it's been officially announced yet, so correct me if I'm wrong in the video.
Wrong.
I think that's going to be some type of like Avengers mission type of attraction. Which I would be really excited to do as well. So basically, I'm just super excited about Avengers Campus. Really jealous because I wish that Universal would get over themselves and let us have them in the parks. I just need Spider-Man. That's it. Like, I shouldn't have to go across the street to go meet Spider-Man and Captain America.
You have so many thoughts about this.
I just am so disappointed.
Okay, so my topic is not timely and is definitely kind of old.
But you said it's going to be a debate, though.
I think it's important to talk about.
Okay.
So
it's like your PSA, like just
yes. And also, if we're doing PSAs, it's going to be an unpopular opinion. So just go ahead, throw out your hate. I don't need the negativity here. This is my opinion and mine only, okay? Because Kyle and I are going to have different opinions. I promise you.
I am going to just to be contradictory, which is, I guess, kind of accomplishing what you thought of it. I'm just going to try to pick what exactly you think too.
Okay. So I've been watching Toy Story this week. the Toy Story franchise. Mm-hmm. Started with Toy Story 2 because it's the one I've watched the least amount of time, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but...
It's one of my favorites, actually.
Here we are. So, Kyle, speaking of Toy Story, I have a question. I want to know which is your least favorite Toy Story character.
Oh, I thought you were about to go movie. I was about to say Toy Story 4, hands
down.
No.
Least favorite character.
Character!
It can be any character from any of the movies. Big, little, you know. I don't mean size, I mean part. But.
That's a tough one. I don't know. Okay, so like, obviously there's Woody and Buzz. I'm not naming the ones I hate. I'm just like kind of Woody, Buzz, Rex, Mr. Boone, Mrs. Potato Head, Aliens, Rex, Ham.
Barbie.
Who?
Barbie, Ken.
I don't really throw Barbie in there.
Okay, just pick a character.
Those are like the main core. That, I guess Rex is a little annoying. You know, it'd probably be Bo Peep, to be honest with you. I don't know why, but probably
Okay, well,
Bo
that's
Peep.
Kind of beside the point.
Did we just agree?
My point is, no. My point is, Woody is the worst character of all time.
Oh, gosh.
Hear me out, people.
No.
Woody
no,
is the
no,
whiniest.
No.
Oh, my gosh. This toy is so whiny. He's like, let me be the leader, and then let's just cry about everything. Oh, Andy's giving us away. Woody is so stinking whiny. Okay, like you even pull his little pull cord, you know.
And he whines from his pull cord.
Literally, he goes, somebody poisoned the water hole. He's not a superhero, because you know what a superhero would say? I'm going to go fix how somebody poisoned the water hole. No, Woody's just making a statement like, oh, great, somebody poisoned the water hole. Like, Woody is just, oh my gosh, so whiny. And then he's like, oh man, Andy likes Buzz better than he likes me. Yeah, he likes Buzz better than he likes you because you freaking suck. Woody is the absolute worst. He is so whiny. He does nothing to fix his circumstances. He bosses people around. And he's just a victim the entire movies. All the movies. The only good thing he did was go off and marry Bo Peep or live with Bo Peep so that all the other characters could live in peace because Woody sucks.
Are you good? Are you good?
But I'm right.
No, you're wrong. But let me just pull the curtain back a little bit. So when we were testing out this idea for the series, Disney Through Our Eyes, we did like a test run for our channel membership program people that are in there. So like big shout out to Pamela and Daniel who were there at the very beginning. We did. Oh, you didn't know about this. We did a test run where you did a rant about how much you hate Kevin from Home Alone, because that's a Disney movie.
Oh, I do hate Kevin.
You, that, like, literally, I had flashbacks to that moment, because you went off about that.
I do hate Kevin, but I hate Woody probably as much.
Like, do you hate Woody, or do you hate his whininess more?
Whining! I think
Woody... So not Woody.
That is who Woody is.
Remove the whininess, would you still like Woody?
No, because he's bossy. He is too bossy. He's not a good leader.
Sounds familiar.
No, listen! He's bossy without action. He's like, you do this, you do this, you do this, and I'm gonna stand over here. That is not true.
It is so you. So
that's mean. That's not true. That's not true at all. Now, don't get me wrong. Buzz antagonized him a little bit, but I'd antagonize him too because Woody was just like, oh man, Andy got a new toy. He's not allowed to get any new toys. He's gonna forget all about me. Yeah, he's gonna forget about you.
Before you get wound up again.
But do you understand what I mean? Like,
no, I don't. I
Woody
think...
is the freaking worst. And then when he looks at the bottom of his shoe and it says Andy can have more than one toy. Like,
okay, whoa. Let's slow the gears down here.
No, we're not here for you to defend Woody.
I'm going to defend Woody.
There's no reason to. He sucks.
He does not
He's
suck.
He's a skinny little cowboy that doesn't even get to carry a real gun.
He's a toy. You're a child's plaything.
Okay, but he needs to take his own advice and listen to that.
Okay, yes. But listen, he's his whole life. Do they actually live? We debated that before on, I think, a previous video we've done. Like, are they actually alive?
Well, I mean, if they have thoughts, yeah.
But anyway, so...
And they breathe.
He's spent his whole life, whatever that is for them, being the guy, the toy. Not,
and
he's,
that's the problem, is Andy has never humbled him to this point. Woody has always been the favorite.
But think how special those memories are they have together.
Yeah, but you got to come off your high horse and realize it's time for somebody else to shine.
So you've never had something happen where, like, your entire status quo was just rocked?
No, I'm not saying he wasn't right in movie one. But you got four movies And you're acting the exact same in all the movies.
And no, in two, that was the two was about him thinking that he needed to move on from Andy.
Which he did.
He didn't need to move on from Andy. Andy still needed to grow up with him.
Okay, but...
Three was about finding a new purpose, you know, for all of them, and they did at the end of that. So there was no whining there. He actually helped everybody find a new home. He did.
Do you remember when they went to the daycare?
And four... was with him trying to realize I don't have to have a child to fulfill me. So I
grew four I, was the whole time four no 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 so I don't remember two and three real well, but four was the whole time when he's like, oh no, Forky jumped off the RV, we gotta go get Forky.
Because then I'm not done.
Then he was like, remember with that creepy doll, and he's like, oh, somebody save me, there's a doll, instead of saving himself. He is not even a good enough hero where he could save himself. I'm just saying, all of the good characters.
Don't heroes save others?
Right, but Buzz could have saved himself because Buzz can fly.
But heroes save themselves, not others.
Heroes do both.
No, I think heroes traditionally just save others, not themselves.
Uh-uh!
Yes.
They save themselves, too!
Really?
Think about the Avengers. Think about Endgame. How many of them lived?
Captain America nearly sacrificed himself for others.
What happened to Star-Lord? He lived.
He actually caused... this opens up a whole nother debate.
Well, we're here talking about Woody.
No, just for a second. I mean, Star-Lord did technically cause the events of Infinity War because he punched Thanos in the face, waking him up when they had him under control.
I mean, that is true.
So, see? You're wrong.
Okay, but I'm right about Woody.
No, listen.
Somebody poisoned the water hole!
I think the reason you hate Woody so much...
is because he's whiny and... privileged and
let me just say this, and I'm going to say this is going to be very mean sounding. Sometimes we see the ones we don't like are the ones we see reflections of ourselves in. Not saying that is you, but I'm saying I can see in myself some reflections of Woody. I'm very nostalgic. I don't like to let go of the past and things like that.
You are going to die.
No, but listen. I'm just saying. Like, for me personally, I can see some reflections of things I don't like, but that's why we connect with the character.
I don't connect with Woody.
He's relatable.
He's not relatable.
Do you relate to Buzz Lightyear?
Yes.
How?
That was my helmet going back.
Wouldn't it be whoosh? Not no, ching.
Going back. It goes pching.
No, it would still go whoosh.
No. My helmet says pching.
Pa-ching. That's what we're taking away from it.
But right. Actually, if there's any character, I probably relate to Mr. Potato Head, because he's a grouch, just like me.
Well, I think we all realize that after this rant. So those are our topics for this episode of Disney Through Our Eyes. I talked about Avengers Campus, how much I'm excited for it, and hopefully one day we'll be there. So what do you think about the campus? Do you want them to do anything different with it? Do you have any other ideas for it? Let us know down there below. And for Jessica's, whatever she did over here with the...
We talked about how Woody is the... freaking worst character.
Yes or
in Toy
no?
Story.
Is Woody the worst
team
character?
Team Buzz or Team Whiny McGee?
Team Woody over here.
Oh, so Team Whiny McGee.
No, Team Woody. So
Team Buzz.
Debate that in the comment section down below. Keep that conversation going. What else should they do?
If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, liking this video, and turning on the notification bell so you don't miss any of our content.
And if you want to check out some more from this series, we'll have a playlist posted for you in the description for this video, but also above in the video. Thank you for watching this episode of Disney Through Our Eyes. Until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye, guys.